Welcome to the Randy Sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And wow, August is really ringing out.
Okay. You know what? I didn't know where you were going to go with that.
I didn't either. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know either.
Yeah, I could tell you were going off the cuff. Which is basically how you do every intro.
I know. Off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
Freestyle, baby.
Yeah, it's August and, you know, can you feel the summer coming to an end?
Please don't.
I'm just saying.
Don't.
I mean, it's not.
It's not.
Technically, the first, you know, a day of fall is in September.
Don't be one of those people.
I'm not.
Don't be those people,
Katie.
I'm actually really, I know every episode, I know I've said it every time, that those people that post about Christmas really get on my nerves.
Yep.
But I'm gearing up. I'm ready.
Okay.
You know?
I'm ready for it, but as every month, I always want it to last a little longer.
Yeah, like, slow down.
Time is slipping by.
Please,
like
Jesus.
Grains in an hourglass.
It sounds like you said,
days,
like,
of our lives.
Days of our lives.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
No.
Well, but
that's a form of is dead it fine? Anyway, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, well, we're never going to get a sponsorship.
No.
What I was going to say.
Yeah.
Was that I lost my train of thought right then.
Yeah,
darn. This is going to be one of those episodes. I ain't going to lie. I just came back from a big summer bash thing that I did.
Yeah, with the youth group.
Yeah. And
I
took a shower.
You look ridiculous. Oh. I can't wait to post a picture of you.
I know.
Yeah.
Katie loved it when we got in the car. You put a trash bag down.
Yeah, because she had glitter all over herself.
Yep.
And paint. And I'm not that kind of person. I'm not like one of those people that, you have to be super fastidious in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not that person.
Right.
But you were just a little grimy for me.
I was very grimy. I had slime in my pants.
And our mom
has
to ride in that car.
Yes, she does.
Okay?
Yes, she
and
does.
And nobody wants to ride in a car with, like, you know, Tinkerbell glitter everywhere and paint when they're going somewhere else.
I was told by the person who handed me the glitter.
Yep.
Our youth pastor. He said, here's your glitter. Do with it what you will. And I thought, because I had been gone doing a play, I'd been working. This was my first night back with the teens.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake.
That was a mistake on my end.
Yeah.
And he gave me glitter.
I feel that now.
And I thought for a second there, you know what, he was being so, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to get anything done.
Oh,
I turned
but you
around
were wrong.
And got glitter, black glitter, all over my scalp. He embedded a whole can of glitter on my hand.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. You love glitter, too.
I do love glitter. Well, every time I'm ready for the glitter. I'm ready for him to hand me the
you
glitter.
You still have glitter on you even after you have
taken a shower.
Yeah.
Took a shower. I'm freshly clean. Probably still have glitter.
Yep, you still have glitter.
I had it in my teeth a few minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to know how that happens.
You don't. No. Trust me. You do not want to know where glitter is right now and where it's not.
No.
If you know what I mean.
Nope.
Booty cheeks! With that being said.
Wow.
That was great, right?
That happened.
That just happened. Yeah. Don't linger on it. You'll think about it too long.
Yeah.
But Katie, what did we do this summer? What did we do this weekend?
I mean, I just want to say that.
What did we do?
We were involved in the High School Musical production.
Yes, we were.
By the Garnertown Players. Wow.
Wow.
It was a magical experience.
It really was. It was very magical.
I so enjoyed it. And what I enjoy so much, and I've talked about this before on the podcast of the plays, of all the plays, is that I love seeing something go from something that looks a little interesting.
Right, right.
To something that just looks absolutely gorgeous all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we say it all the time.
Yeah,
it's Garnertown Players.
Yeah.
Broadway. That's always how it is.
It is, yeah.
Every time. And no one believes us? Well, then ask the dishes.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is literally, when you watch, when you come and you come for set work. Which we go every time we go to set work.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I love seeing things get put together and just absolutely beautifully, like, Legos
I think what is a Legos that's a great description.
That's the sound that Legos make every time I put them together.
But you know what's really annoying? When you try to take them apart.
You know what's really annoying?
That hurts my thumb.
Is when some of the Legos look similar and you put them together. I just recently put together a baby Groot, and I had to take apart his head.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I love baby Groot, but I've never wanted to throw something across the room as much as I want to throw that head apart.
Well,
because his eyes and his jaw wouldn't go together.
It took you a really long time. I did
Are
half
you
of the
judging
body.
Me?
No offense.
You didn't do half the body. It was a three process. You did one part. One part, which was the chest. I did the legs and the arms.
Yeah, I did the torso.
Chest. That's it.
And the torso.
That's not even half.
And his booty.
That was all one piece.
Word of the podcast, booty.
No, it's not going to be our word on the podcast.
You made me lose my train of thought.
Well, that's obviously going to be.
I'm not losing it. I got it back.
Yeah.
And so, that's what it sounds like in my head.
Yeah.
My train of thought right now.
Yeah.
Is one, I took a shower when I got home.
Yeah.
Two, I'm kind of tired because I ran around with a bunch of teenagers that were really grimy and gross. And also, I'm trying to think of what to say.
The teenagers are already grimy and gross.
You should really be around them this time.
No, thank you.
But what I think was really cool was this was my first year.
Not being
a teen in the teen play. Which is so, at the beginning it was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But then I was given a fantastic job. I loved being with the children. I'm not even joking.
Right. It is a fun job.
It is.
And it's also, actually a job.
Fun you did.
I have done in the
yes,
past.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. But this was my first year doing the teens lights.
Yes.
I've done the lights for other shows,
mm-hmm.
but let me tell you what, this was a different experience when it comes to the teen one.
Different than Blythe Spirit?
Yeah. Oh, much different.
Really?
So much quicker pace.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Much more
I was going to say, yeah.
So much more pain.
It was fun to, what I think I loved so much, and I think I'll love it anytime if I've ever called upon it again, mm-hmm. was watching from the wings.
Yeah.
I had a lot of parents come and ask me if I wanted to go see the show, and I was like, nope. I've watched it. I watched it Wednesday night. Which I know there was a lot of stopping and starting and going back and trying to get this right.
But not
and that.
Too much on Wednesday.
Mm-mm. It was fantastic. So I watched it already. So when parents were like, don't you want to go watch it? No, I've seen it already. Also, I'm watching From the Wings.
Yeah.
And to me, that's my favorite experience because you get to see it, what goes on.
Yeah.
Like, fun fact, if you saw the show backstage,
mm-hmm.
on my wing at least, they were literally playing basketball in the back.
Oh,
in a safe way.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
I did. I thought that was cool. I mean, I also panic, like, don't hit something.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Like, it really took me a lot, because I had never seen this production.
Me neither.
It took a lot for me to understand that they were actually going to have basketballs on the stage.
And they jumped off.
And danced, too, with them.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing to me.
It was very
amazing.
The choreographing in this was magnificent.
Yes.
Because not only do you have to learn how to dance, and people are learning how to dance that don't usually do it, then you're also teaching, hey, you got to sing, too.
Yeah.
And then also throw on a ball, and boom. That's like three things for you to do right then and there.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Like, they have, like, a little narrator, which mm-hmm. is Jack Scott, which mm-hmm. is not in the movie.
No, it was very good.
I love some of the, like, the songs are a little different. Like, Status Quo is mm-hmm. a little different in this production than versus the
movie. Mm-hmm.
And I just thought all those things were really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it so much. And I know we say that every time, but it's true.
Yeah.
We only speak
I think
the
what's
truth.
Fun about it is that I strongly recommend if you live in a town.
Yeah, get involved.
Get
in
involved
it.
In your town theater because you become very family oriented with them.
Yeah.
And I love my theater family to the highest extent.
Right, it's a different kind of family experience that is it's really fun. You know, you learn each other's quirks and mm-hmm. stuff.
Yep.
But also what I like being a part of it for is to strive for a successful show.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, just put on a show, which I know some people, you know, think. But it does feel good when it's successful.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
I think what's so cool is I've always respected the crew that were always doing mm-hmm. the play. But it even takes you in a higher respect when you're watching someone's running to that side, what someone's running to this side. All moving parts are so important, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
And
it's
everybody has a purpose.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you have a purpose no matter what. And I think that's the funnest part about theater. Like, I have such a thrill. I had such a thrill and nervousness. And I wasn't even on stage.
Yeah.
But I was thinking for the children, and the children had so much fun.
Yeah.
I just thought that was the best part. And that was just amazing to me to watch.
Well, and it does teach you to kind of respect other people because you have mics that are being ran,
mm-hmm.
you have sounds that are being ran, the music cues.
Yes.
You know, there's the lights, there's the people that help you with your mics and
mm-hmm.
what to do, and there are people in the, you know, back at the theater that are telling people in the front of the theater what's going on. Yeah. It's like a whole thing, costuming and what's it going to look like? Mm-hmm. How are they going to be laid out on the stage? It's like a whole thing that, you know, you have a director and then you have also a director of technical stuff and then you have, you know, stage managers. And so it's just an interesting experience.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed just being.
I mean, yours probably won't be as cool as ours.
Yeah, no, you probably won't. Again, Garnetown Players. Broadway. You every see where time. It is? And then every wherever time. Your theater is, it's never going to meet that level.
Never.
No offense.
But you can try.
But try and do get involved in your... Not a sponsor.
No, well, is but that if a you sponsor?
Live, is it? I don't know.
We're just being good townies.
We love the Garner Performing Arts, and if you know of there are going to be shows in the future, go to their website and check it out, because it is worth your time and money.
Yeah, go check out the Garnertown Players.
That's right.
And the show times are.
Yeah, because who knows?
Because there's, you know, perhaps one coming this Christmas.
That's right, maybe. Ooh.
Maybe we know something.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who maybe knows? Not.
We don't really know, but we know.
Well, we know. Dangerous. Just to be dangerous. Yeah. You know what has been dangerous?
What?
Summer 2023.
Yes, it has been.
I don't know that it really was. I just need to segue.
It felt dangerous.
Did it feel dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Summer 2023. Wow, guys. I don't even know what to say. It's amazing. We're all alive.
Right? It's a little bit amazing. We made it this far.
Right. We lived through quarantine.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
2020.
Yes.
We lived through quarantine middle.
Middle.
2021. Mm-hmm. Then we lived aftermath.
Yes.
Which is 2022. And
now it's...
It's kind of aftermath.
Right.
Still lingers.
Like, it still takes me a lot mm-hmm. when I'm out in public. When people have masks on.
Yeah.
And people who don't. It's not even the people with masks on. It's the people without masks on.
Right. And then you realize, oh, I don't have one on.
I don't have one on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I still get. I don't get as jumpy as I used to.
Yeah.
Like last year, I still was on the jumpiness. But anytime someone mentions like I had a fever.
What? Why didn't you have a fever?
But I've calmed down now. I'm not judging.
We're not judging.
There are other things, of course. I tell myself that all the time. There are other things.
When somebody gets sick. Do you still jump sometimes when someone...
No, not really. Okay. Well, maybe the coughing. But I don't with the sneezing.
I watched...
Which I never kind of did with the sneezing, because, you know, allergies.
Allergies. Also, sometimes you just sniff up pepper.
The fever... Is what
okay. The fever's for me.
Yeah, I'm still kind of like what
during.
I think you should. Should always stay home if you have a fever because you're contagious. You I need are. To break it to you, but you're you contagious. Are.
Also, if you have a child throughout the school year, please keep them home.
Right.
Some of us
help everybody stay well.
Some of us during the springtime. Okay,
would like to stay well.
Went home the next day and pooped her pants.
Oh, okay.
I don't know her personally.
Wow. I'm so glad you could share that. Yes, go ahead. Don't let it stop you.
She felt terrible because her tummy felt a little rumbly.
Yeah. The stomach viruses are the worst.
Didn't trust her duties.
But I'm glad it just stayed with you.
Oh, you just said who it was.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, you didn't bring it. A kid brought it.
Yeah, a kid brought it.
And handed it to you.
Handed it to me. And
then you had it. And luckily enough, it stayed with
me. Stayed with me. I was so glad. You know what? That's kind of how my...
I have a feeling.
Stomach sickness is. Okay. Knock on wood. You know?
I hope that table is good. I think it is.
Okay.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Because I was just going to say, that is sometimes how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think you were a little nervous for something.
I was a little... I was stressed. Yeah, yes. This time around, I really loved my stress because I worked with the kids, like I said.
Yeah.
And my stress wasn't sickness.
No.
It was...
Meanness.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
That is so rude. It was a rash that developed on my neck.
Okay, yeah.
And I scratched it one night. I was like half asleep, itching that thing so much.
Okay.
I realized it was because of stress. Googled that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that happened.
That's a great thing, too. Google stuff.
Yeah, Google everything. Because trust the internet, guys.
Yeah, always.
Joking, don't.
I think they got our... They picked up their sarcasm.
The kids these days, you know.
Oh, true. They may think we're literal.
Who knows?
But summer 2023, as it's coming to a close, what have we learned from this summer?
I learned that some people are power hungry. Just kidding.
I learned that, too.
Just kidding.
That some people will betray and backstab you for power that... Who even knew they wanted?
Who knew they wanted it?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know what's really funny? Is sometimes it happens and you don't even know what to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you organize a coup.
Yeah. No, I didn't. No, I did not.
I'm just kidding. You don't. You don't. Also,
I feel like that was true and not true.
Yeah. Okay. I also learned that Y2K.
What? What did you say?
Y2K fashion never needs to come back.
Well, people really love it.
Yeah, I don't love it. Have you watched Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah, I did.
Never liked those clothes. Yeah, I know. Never liked it. And that's all it I was saw her this hair summer. For me. Well, Hilary Duff's never been known to have gray hair. It was all that's the true. Clips in her hair for
me. Oh, really?
I didn't even like it as a kid when I watched the show.
Yeah, you had some clips, though, as a kid.
I did, but I was, like, you know, like, sporadically.
You like it in the back of your head?
I like it braided. Like, I like your hair braided and having them kind of going down your hair. Mm-hmm. Like, I dig that.
Okay.
Like that fairy look.
That doesn't feel good when you fall on the back of your head.
Well, don't fall on the back of your head.
Well, it's pretty simple. Some people fall.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I just think it should die.
Okay.
I think that you had a couple pieces from this summer that was a Y2K fashion.
Yes, I did.
I actually wore one of them.
You wore it. Yeah. Hypocrite!
When I looked at the picture of me in it, I was kind of like, maybe never again.
What? Why?
I don't know. Like, I was like, Y2K.
What? No, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
I just want to say that you wore my Troy Bolton shirt
to
the High School Musical finale.
Well, I needed something to wear.
Yes.
I don't know where my High School Musical shirt went.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Well, I had to have something High School Musical.
Yeah. Well,
and the other piece you have is a sweatshirt, and it's summer, so it can't happen.
No, I love wearing that sweatshirt. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but it's summertime, and I don't love it because it's hot.
Personally,
and steamy around here. We have had some cool August weather, though.
Probably. We have. We've had some,
steamy. And also, in case you're wondering about our pool drama, which I know you weren't, but I'm going to info you
here
anyway.
Here we go. Yes.
It's not any better.
No, it's not.
No, it's actually gotten worse.
Yeah, people be jumping fences.
Like, yeah. Like, we went to the pool this week.
Yes, we did.
And, everything was going smoothly until something else had happened where someone wanted to be let in.
Can I tell the story of the little girlies?
These little girls.
What? No. I want to tell the story.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Katie, you don't know this about her. I know you don't.
Okay.
Katie doesn't like beefs when they just randomly get started, but she starts them herself.
I didn't do anything.
You were, like, automatically annoyed by these little girls because I looked at you and I said, because they were talking about my bathing suit. I think they were making, I wasn't self-conscious, but I think they were making fun of my bathing suit.
Why were they making fun of your bathing suit? That other girl literally said she was wearing her mom's bathing suit, which I think is 10 times more
embarrassing. Yeah, mine was mine. And also, I'm modest. Hello, I can't help it. And it's not about that. It's the fact that I think she was making fun of my shorts. My shorts are a little big.
But they are a little long.
I can't help it.
My shorts are a little long.
But she was kind of making fun of me. And sadly, I'm a 20-year-old woman. And she was like a 12-year-old. Which, by the way,
I don't even think
should
have been at the pool.
Yeah, by do not themselves. Be at the pool. Well, here's the thing.
Also, they liked saying things that were inappropriate.
Yeah, they were talking about they liked to murder. They would have liked to have
murdered somebody.
And
then they kept saying rape like it was funny.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
So, wait. What if we got a little, like, OG?
E for that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
For the
but
R
they
word.
Kept saying it.
They also said they wanted to marry a murderer, too.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? I just think, you know what, kids these days? Let me
kids
tell you. Let me come into the speaker.
Okay. Come into the speaker.
Come to the speaker.
Listen to this.
Do not say stuff for shock value.
No.
Stop it. Don't say you want to marry a murderer. Don't say you want to murder a baby. Which she said that.
Oh.
And do not say pedophile just for kicks and giggles.
Right.
Now, I know what you're saying. I've said pedophile before on this podcast.
I'm going to keep saying it too. Okay.
And I'm not saying it. Yes, I say it for shock value, but I'm a grown tail woman.
Okay.
I'm a grown woman.
Okay.
Don't laugh at that. I know somebody else is laughing.
Well, of course.
I am a grown woman, sadly.
Okay.
And let me tell you, these little
I'd laugh at it.
I know you would, but it's real. These little turd eaters, basically what I'm going to call them, is they were like swimming around me and Katie.
Mm.
And also, I felt like if one of them said one more time the water was warm where we were, I was going to make them drink some water, the pool water.
Well, she insisted that it was hotter where we were.
Well, she was right, because
the
sun's
there.
Over there. Dummy.
Yeah.
And
they're not so smart.
They don't speak a lot of me.
Yeah.
And so, no joke, those children, those little girls, were staring at me and Katie, stare downing. And I pulled my sunglasses down, and I thought, Do you really want to do
this? You want to go?
You want to go?
I want to say this probably went on for about an hour at the pool.
It did. It really, too long.
It really annoyed me. And then these teenage boys come up to the gang, mm-hmm. and they want to be let in. Well, me and Libby, of course, said no.
No.
Because you're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. And the little girls, because they weren't
teenagers. They swim to you and I
like for help. Like, we're to protect them.
I thought you literally, one, you made fun of my bathing suit. Oh, two, you stared at me. And three, you made out like we urinated in the pool. It's warm.
Yeah.
That's okay. Rude.
I see you're going to hold on to that one.
I am.
And I was just like, I wouldn't open the gate.
Yeah.
Oh, but they kept swimming near us. And I thought,
yeah, no. They were like, they're minors. Well, you shouldn't be here.
You shouldn't be here then at the pool.
Where's your mommy and daddy?
So they let them in. Yeah, and, they did. Yeah, that was their own fault.
Yeah, and then they started freaking out.
Take their pool key away.
Yeah.
Not mine. I didn't let them in.
Yeah.
And then they got really nervous. They insisted that me and Libby were teenagers.
Yes.
We're not teenagers.
We're not teenagers.
I am a grown person.
Yeah,
I'm a grown
me
woman.
Me too.
I can
okay. drink.
Okay.
But I don't. I drink apple juice. Don't get it twisted.
You don't even drink apple juice, really.
I do too.
When?
When I go to those hotels.
How often do you ever drink apple juice?
When I go to hotels.
Very, very little.
Well, I don't go to hotels.
I drink more apple. So you only drink apple. Let me keep this clear.
Yeah.
You're only going to drink apple juice when you go to a hotel?
Yeah, I only have.
Okay.
For breakfast? Yeah. Okay.
You haven't had apple juice when we had in the house?
Mm-mm. No, that's our mommy's. That's for mommy.
Even I've drunk the apple juice at breakfast.
Well, yeah, a little bit. But I drink it. Now, when I go to a hotel, let me tell you something. One, it kind of looks like urine.
Too. Well, I agree.
And our dad made that joke, too. So
okay.
Good on that. And also, when
that makes
I drink
that joke
it,
okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
And also, when I drink apple juice, I like to drink it when it's so cold. It makes my teeth chitter.
Chitter?
Oh, no.
Chitter. It makes my teeth chitter.
But
on that note,
let me tell you something.
Okay,
I don't like.
I didn't start a beef with the children.
Yes, you did.
No,
you did.
I didn't.
You literally. Let me tell you what one of the kids said. Let me tell you. We were uh-huh. talking about something.
Uh huh.
And one of the things you said was about a book series.
Okay.
Okay. And they were down at the pool saying, "Oh my gosh," she said. They were talking about us in the pool.
Yeah, I know. Not even a couple feet away.
Let me tell you something. Not far enough.
Right.
Okay. We were having a private conversation. Well, I mean, it's not private. We're swimming back and forth. But why do you need to swim near us?
Yes. Yeah,
it's a freaking long pool.
Right, and we have the entire pool to ourselves.
Did I urinate in that pool? No. Not while they were swimming in it. Okay? And I felt like if she said, "It's that warm," shut up. And if I want to pee in the pool, I'm going to pee in the pool. And if I don't, I'm going to go pee on you.
Okay. I see that you're holding a grudge against that because you feel personally attacked.
I did. Well, because you...
I don't care.
Let me
I guarantee you, those kids peed in the pool.
Yeah, I know they did.
Yeah. They're peers
because
in the pool.
Because joke's on them.
They also are future vomiters in
yeah.
the pool.
And yeah. And if you're sitting there thinking, that's so gross, you have urine in the pool.
Okay.
And you probably threw up in the pool. Which,
thank you. That is disgusting.
Ditto.
You have to get out of the pool after that.
Okay, well, some of us have thrown up in the pool because the smell of clipping grass makes you heave.
What?
And those people are me. So, Katie, be a little bit of sentimental. Okay? To the rest of us.
I think you mean sensitive.
Sensitive. I'm telling you, my brain is not working. But it's so good.
I've got you.
I got you.
I don't got you.
There's a friend of ours.
I don't understand.
That literally looked at me and said, I know what you mean. So many of my really good friends look at me and say, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And they'll let me say it.
You have to sometimes.
But then they'll be like, I know what you mean.
You have to sometimes.
Yeah.
I did not start anything with these girls, and I am so tired of the
pool
drama.
But you did.
I didn't.
Katie, you did not look at them with the Katie face. Does anybody know what the Katie face is?
There's no such thing.
There is like a, it's thing. Like a cold eye with a gross, like, I just smelled a fart face. Like, that's what it is. You know?
You're being mean.
I'll post a picture.
You're being a mean.
I'll let you know what it looks like. And that's the face you gave those little 12-year-old turd sniffers.
Yeah. Well, they deserved it.
Yeah. Well, they were rude.
And that's what's still going on with the pool drama.
Yeah. Didn't pee in the pool, by the way.
Okay. Thank just you for that disclaimer.
I thought about it, but I didn't.
That's what's going on still with our pool drama. Mm-hmm. So that's the summer so far.
Love it.
The play?
Yes.
Some going out, very little, but still.
Yeah.
And then, pool drama. And neighborhood drama.
We
and
did.
Beefs being started.
Fun thing. Mm-hmm. Not a sponsor, but they could be if they'd like to. We went to Soda Box.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have. We've been several times.
It was, we've been two times.
Okay. Well, I think that's...
Several means we've done multiple.
Okay, we've been a couple times.
Been two times. a couple times.
And we've enjoyed it.
And we've really enjoyed it. Not a sponsor, but could be.
Yeah, they keep commenting on your stuff.
I love it. I love Soda Box. Go to Soda Box. Not a sponsor. Please sponsor. Maybe sponsor. Should be a sponsor.
Okay. I also enjoyed Captain Marvel toys at McDonald's.
Yeah, me too.
When there's no McDonald's. When there's no movie yet.
Yeah, me too. I actually went.
We got them all, though.
I got them
all. Except for the prince.
Well, we don't need to talk
about that. I don't know who
if you mention
is.
That freaking prince one more time.
I'm not holding a grudge about it.
You literally looked at me and said, it's fine.
But it's never fine.
But that's because
fine.
The woman told me that it wasn't there.
Yeah.
They sold out. Who bought a princess?
I'm just now worried that I'm going to really like the prince in the Marvels movie when it finally comes out.
No, you're not. Trust me, you're not.
Okay, but
I can foretell the future. You're not. Okay?
But we did eat Captain Marvel. And Monica and Miss Marvel. Yeah. And Monica was the most important
Monica's
one.
All that matters.
I want.
If I'm being brutally honest with you.
Well, you really wanted
Miss Marvel. No, I really wanted Miss Marvel.
So, that was important.
I did watch a little girl, though, when she got Miss Marvel, drench her head in ice cream while she was eating. It was dripping onto the Miss Marvel.
That's disgusting.
It was really gross and disrespectful.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Libby, do you have a phrase for 2023?
Yes, I do.
Summer?
You want to know it?
I'm excited to hear it.
I know that recently I did start saying turd eaters.
Oh, okay.
But that felt a little inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But you said it anyway.
Well, because some teenagers are really a bunch of turd eaters.
Okay. Well,
turd sniffers, fart sniffers.
All those things. Okay.
But the phrase I really used a lot was, I don't want it in my life.
Oh, yeah. That comes from an exercise video we did.
Yes, it does. It comes from an exercise video that we do. Her name is Kira Lachey. Not a sponsor, but we would love her.
Love her.
We're like besties without even... We've known her since quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know her,
but we
know her. Yeah. You know?
We could be besties with her.
We actually have a friend of ours that really reminds me of her.
Of Kira Lachey?
Man, I wish we knew her.
I feel like she would be cool on the podcast.
Yeah, we would love her to be on the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And so in one of the videos that we do one that's throughout the summer, usually this one, and she always says, I don't want it in my life.
In my life.
And so I catch myself saying it a lot. And that's especially true. Around the summertime, this year especially, I've said it the most.
Yeah.
I said that, and then I also looked at somebody deadpan in the face and said,
yeah,
I don't want it in my life. And I literally like pointed at myself, and they just said, okay. Yeah. And then I also did enjoy my phrase, which was, that's what she said. I said that a lot this summer.
Well, but that's just what you say.
But I know, but like this summer, I think I might have overdone. You know what I'm saying?
I think
but
you
But there's
always.
Never an overdone of it. But when I look at an adult that I fear,
yeah,
and like I look at them and say it, that's when I know, Libby, you got
too much.
You did too much.
Yeah, I can say
you know what I'm saying?
You definitely said it too
like
much.
Like it's there, or like I'm comfortable enough, I sometimes say it to my mommy. But she thinks it's funny.
She does.
And that's all that matters.
I guess it's okay then.
Yeah. My mom thinks it's
funny. Sure.
Yeah. You? You got a phrase?
So my phrase for summer 2023 matches the my favorite, which is WandaVision.
Yes.
In the modern Family One episode, she says, yeah, I don't know what's happening over there.
Oh, okay.
And I say that quite often. And I've definitely said it this summer.
The most.
The most. In fact, someone I was working with said, what are they doing over there? I said, yeah. I don't know what's going on over there. And I said it several other times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mainly because I just didn't want to be involved in it because I knew that if I did say I was, I was going to be in trouble with them too. And I wasn't involved.
No, you weren't.
So that would be my phrase. I'm not sure what's going on over there.
Right.
I'm never sure, if I'm being honest, what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so I just fly by.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, my vibe this summer has just been, it's just going to hit me, and I'm just going to keep going.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's lovely. I think that might just be in general.
Yeah.
All year long.
I'm just going to bulldoze through anyway.
Yeah.
That's my summer 2023.
I did look at somebody, and I said it several times recently, not throughout the summer, but in this year, is I looked at somebody, and they were like, can you tell them to be quiet? And she was the one that was supposed to be doing it, and I looked at her, and I said, that's above my pay grade.
Right?
But that's a regular.
That's an oldie but a goldie.
That's a
goldie. That is one of my favorites. That sums it up too. That's me.
Yeah.
It's just, you're going to hit me with something.
And somebody,
you know, car is going to, you know, not going to work today.
Yeah.
Great. Flat tire? Great.
Oh. Here we go.
Yeah. And love some that. People
really don't like when we say those things. Like, yeah. I don't want it in my life. What's another one? Oh, I don't know what's. I don't really know what's going on.
I don't really know what's going on.
That's what she said. That's good too. And my favorite is whenever I looked at someone deadpan and said, "That's above my pay grade."
Yeah.
They literally thought I was being obnoxious. I was joking. Oh, okay. But, like, semi not joking.
Yeah, I get sometimes people don't know when I'm getting being sarcastic.
Yeah, how many times during this time, because we met new people.
Yeah.
How many times did you get asked, are you being sarcastic?
Several times.
Me too.
Yeah.
Normally I don't.
I'm always being sarcastic.
Okay.
I think that is the thing. Then I'm not. And you should know the difference.
Yeah, you you don't really know me, but, like, you generally know me.
And if I have a question, I'll literally say it.
Yeah, I do love...
I am often being sarcastic.
Yeah. I loved being asked that at least 2 or 3 times.
I love also constantly being thought of as a teenager.
Oh, yeah. Because were you alive in 2012?
2014. That was what I heard someone say. And I was like, that would make me 8. Yeah. Definitely was.
What a widow. You're such a widow girl.
And you're done.
Yes.
And you're
done.
But that's our summer. What was the song of the summer?
From me?
For you. What summed up your summer in a song?
Man. If I had to choose, which was very hard for me to choose.
Yeah, I know. You always have such a complicated...
You're being rude.
I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic.
Right. Well, there it is.
I was winking with my right eye.
Is a song that I found at the end of spring, but I didn't really start listening to it till the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
Because to me, it summed up my 20s. In the summer.
Emotional drama.
Drama.
For you.
It's called Fireworks by Joseph.
Okay.
It is a really good...
Oh, you picked an indie.
Oh, it's an indie. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's
so cool.
Now you're being...
Don't pick mainstream.
Okay. This is from YouTube. Being rude. This is a group of girls that I found, and their song is called Fireworks. They have other songs as well, but I really like the song. It's basically about a girl who really doesn't want just to go ahead and get married and get done, put her life away. And she just wants to have fireworks in her life.
Emotional trauma.
Gotcha. And it has such a pop-up beat song that you don't really listen to the lyrics until you really do.
So deep.
I really like this song, and I really like this band, and I would like to see more of their music.
Okay.
But they...
Indie bands don't do that.
No, they don't.
They're one hit.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, they're too angsty for that.
They are, and it's annoying. But this song, I would say, summed up my summer, especially this year, because so much went on.
Yeah.
And I feel like it just really... There is my summer. Did you have one that just started your summer?
So, my summer song was one that came out, I think, in late spring, but got played a lot more.
Okay.
It was Melanie Martinez.
Yes!
Yeah, The Void. I'm not a big Melanie Martinez
fan. No, you're not, but you are now, apparently.
I like this song, The Void.
You always made fun of it when I really liked her.
That's because you dressed up as a baby doll.
Oh.
And it was weird, okay?
No, she dressed up
like a fairy, which, I kind of dig. I don't think the eyeball thing. I don't need 5 eyeballs. I'm good.
She's got like 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
I'm taking it.
I don't need that. I'm a one eyeball. One set.
Yeah.
You know
Could you imagine? I just want to know, what is her, like...
Contacts?
Yeah.
What is that like?
What is that like? Like, what does she do?
What does she see?
How long does it take her to take that off?
A long time.
Okay.
But her song, The Void, is, I was a big fan of it when it came out.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like this album of hers.
It's really good.
I like this song. I think it's kind of a deep song
She's
for her.
She's going for... Oh, well, that's a little weird.
Okay.
I think be careful. There's a lot of Melanie Martinez fans.
I know. They'll come for
they
me.
They will come for you like nobody's business.
Come for me.
Well, I mean, like, Swifties come for me.
I'll just stick the Swifties on you.
Yeah. But Melanie Martinez went... I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened.
She had some trauma. And you know what? That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay to have drama.
Life is full of trauma. I like listening to it in this song.
Yeah, I really like...
It's very growing.
It is very growing.
Yeah, grow up. I love it.
Yeah.
Yet still hate life. That's great, too.
Wow, I love how you did all that right.
Life gets only worse.
Favorite song off this album, too, is Spiderweb. It's my favorite.
I do like that one, too.
But I usually sometimes pick songs that... describe a person. And this song describes a person
you're
that
so
I know.
Deep.
You don't have to be rude about it, okay? Funny to me, that's someone I listen to and it's on your summer playlist.
Blah, blah, blah.
Eat that!
But we have our musts and our fave things from the summers. We have a top three. You have a top three.
Yes.
What's your top three of summer 2023 of August? I don't even know. Really?
Why don't you go first? Because I've been going first this whole time.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Katie, go.
So for my number one movie of the summer, it's not my number one movie of the year. So let me just clarify real
quick. Clarify it.
And I know
now
what you're saying. Katie, you didn't give it a very good grade. It's a vibe, okay? It's an aesthetic for me.
Here we go. I know.
The number one movie for me this summer was Barbie.
There it is!
Okay, I know. Early this year, I was like, this is going to be a bomb.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
You were really rude about
it. I was rude about it, okay? And then, you know, more things come back. And let me tell you what I loved about it. Was just going.
Yeah.
I loved some of the things in the movie. I loved getting, you know, to know more about Barbie. I loved, you know, hearing everyone's stories about their childhood. I have loved the experience that Barbie provided by coming out this summer. Mm-hmm. It made for a different experience.
Yeah.
It made us get along with people that we didn't even know.
Yeah, it's true.
Even at the movie theater, just talking to people about it. I don't know. I love an event. I love dressing up to go to movies.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's my favorite thing. So, in general, that was my favorite experience of a movie this summer.
Yeah.
It is not the best movie of the year, okay?
No.
And we know what the best movie
of the year
is. We
do know what the best movie of the year is.
But as far as an experience, Barbie met it and went above and beyond.
I agree.
And is still making
still a big deal. Yeah.
So, my number one was a movie, which was Barbie.
Yeah.
Next was TV show.
Mm-hmm.
This TV show has not ended, and I put this on my must list for the summer.
Yeah.
So it made it onto my love it.
Okay.
It only has about 3 episodes left, I think.
Okay.
Justified City Primeval.
Wow. I think you talked about when this was coming out.
Yes.
And I think we waited a while,
kept
and then
changing
finally
the date.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Justified is an older show that used to be on FX.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorites. It has Timothy Oliphant in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've brought it back. They've brought his character back in a different series.
Yeah.
And I just love it. I love his character, Raylan. If you like, he's a U.S. Marshal. If you like those kind of shows like that, we're kind of chasing down a bad guy, and yet it's kind of like some drama in between.
And drug dealing.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff in it.
Don't do drugs.
I strongly recommend this. The original Justified is on Hulu. You can rewatch it all and then come back and watch.
Not a sponsor, by
but
the
could
way.
Be. And Timothy Oliphant could be on here.
Yeah, we would love that.
I love him.
Yeah.
So I strongly recommend Justified City Primeval. It's about to end, but you can watch them all on Hulu.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. But
that sounded like a really big sponsor.
Oh, I know. Sometimes
not
I
get, real.
I get so professional. Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
So next we have like a category that, you know, is whatever we love for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was an album.
Really?
Yes. Kelly Clarkson came out with her 10th album.
Yes, she
Chemistry.
Did. Mm-hmm.
Yes, which was about her divorce.
Yes.
I love angry Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm a big fan of Kelly Clarkson and her last album was The Meaning of Life.
Yeah.
It was a great album. It was very love driven.
That, yeah.
Okay. And it's now it's
true.
Taking a grand twist.
It's taking a big old twisting. Yeah.
And it's been such an ugly divorce as it is. And he's just such a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But her album, Chemistry, it has some great songs on it.
That's true.
I love it. And I just want to say that she's the original Angry Chick songs. Okay?
Yes.
And that
sometimes
she writes from a more relatable perspective for me. Just saying.
Just throwing it out there.
You know, you are probably a fan of Taylor Swift's Reputation. Kelly Clarkson did it first in My December.
Yeah, if you're a big fan of Taylor Swift's Reputation, you should go and listen.
To Kelly Clarkson's My December.
Yes,
album.
Because that's the OG, yo.
That's the OG.
OG. Yeah.
I really loved Chemistry. I actually thought she was finally back.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be more in her scene. I really love this album.
I agree.
And I'm really excited about putting it on all the stuff and playing it.
Yeah.
I really loved this album.
Yeah.
I was hesitant at first. Because The Meaning of Life was good, but it wasn't like OG.
The Meaning of Life.
Yeah, it wasn't like OG Kelly Clarkson, which was still pretty epic.
Yeah.
But Chemistry is really good, and I've enjoyed this album. Mm-hmm. And if you are a fan of Taylor Swift, which the reason we have the Taylor versions, I just want
to say. Yes, here we go.
Is because of Kelly Clarkson.
That's true.
Okay? So you should go give Kelly Clarkson some love and go check
you should.
Out her life's work.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And get ready for Taylor's version of
1989.
Yes, we stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching that be announced.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
And those are my top things from summer 2023.
20, 20. Yeah, wow. I'm going to say 2022.
You wanted to say 22, yeah.
That's wrong. Oh, there goes my book. So, I have a top three, too.
I figured.
And so my top show of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think has 2 more episodes left to come out.
Wonder what it is.
Ooh, I bet you know. It has come up. I think this is the second summer I've picked it.
Yeah.
Is it so good? It's so good. Is the second season, y'all, of The Summer I Turned Pretty. Let me tell you something. One, I read the first book and a little bit of the second book.
Mm.
And I did read a little bit of and I know what you're thinking.
Libby,
yeah. Okay, we got it. No, like, yeah, The Summer I Turned Pretty, yes, our mom loves it, we love it, and we actually got our dad to get into it a little bit, not enough.
I definitely wouldn't say he loved it.
He didn't love it. He had, like, a whole rant about it, but not in, like, a bad way of the story plot bothered
him. Yeah, my favorite is the way we had some trouble, so it kept repeating the preview.
It did.
And Dad kept mocking it.
Yes, yeah. Which was rude.
But it was mockable.
I think the annoying thing that I'm just going to go ahead and say.
Okay.
Is The Summer I Turned Pretty, it is such a good show that when it first came out, a lot of people were not bandwagging it.
I did put it on my list, I think, last year.
Yeah.
Because I did enjoy it.
It is so good. I love it. This season is a little bit darker, which I already know because of the second book.
It's really good, though.
It is really good. If you love drama, love
soap opera,
teenager driven, and it's like the best kind of teenager drama. And if you're like me, where you're watching something through the summer and it just gives you all the summer vibes.
It does, it's true.
It gives you all the summer vibes. Mm-hmm. It gives you all of the
it's filmed here in Wilmington.
Wilmington.
Yeah.
Gavin, who plays Jeremiah.
Yeah.
It was in Wilmington.
Sometimes you toss that name out like I should know it.
I know.
I don't. I don't know his
fun
name.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
The younger Bailey, which I've said this several times.
Yeah, she was.
She was in our play. I took a picture with her.
She was in High School Musical and Moana.
Sweet girl.
If you don't show up to shows, you miss out on
famous people. Come
What's
on.
Wrong with you?
I absolutely love this show. I cannot tell you how much I've loved it since the first season. And what's really annoying is it's getting a little bit of. A lot of people are loving on it that aren't like their
OG
rude.
Fans.
And you know what? I know what you're thinking.
That's
okay. That's the purpose of the show.
That's true.
And you're right. I totally agree with you.
I love it when we go ahead and predict people's feelings.
I know. I love it. If you are looking for a show to watch this summer at the end, watch The Summer Turn Pretty.
You will not regret it.
It's already been renewed for season 3, by the way.
I figured.
Shocker. The writer strike and the actor strike.
Now that's gonna hold it down.
That's gonna hold it.
I did hear they were in talks, though. They were talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't expect much, though.
So that is my TV show, and I strongly recommend if you just want to get your brain off of stuff
and
put yourself into drama, this is it.
That's it.
This is it. And really good looking guys. Ew! Okay. So, my movie of the summer. I mean, do I really need to say it? I talked about it. I lived and breathed it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Barbie movie. Okay?
I figured.
Come on.
It was the same movie.
The Barbie movie was, it almost brought me the tears.
Well, to be fair, it was your choice, I think, in the beginning of the year that you were looking forward to it.
It was.
Yeah.
And because I really was so excited for it, I think if we watch it a second time, I'm even going to love it even more.
Probably.
I cannot tell you how much I loved, and I know I talked about it when we reviewed it, but I loved the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
The vibe and the people and going to the movie theater, and you didn't have to guess what somebody was going to, you just knew, and y'all were there to see the movie.
Right, and you know, some people were like, oh, but it's so mature. I did not, I watched the movie and I didn't see where it was mature.
I didn't see where it was mature.
I mean, it had some spots, but, I mean, it was no more than what people watch on
right?
TV or what kids see all the time. I don't know. I didn't think it was.
I mean, if your kid has a TikTok, then really, truthfully, they've let's read. If you think Barbie is inappropriate and your kid has a TikTok, we need to reevaluate. You
probably need to reevaluate your life.
But I cannot tell you if it had controversy. But you know what? Don't worry about the controversy. Don't listen to that. Go see Barbie.
Go see it.
Go to the movies and enjoy the experience of seeing Barbie. It is so vibe-driven, it's not even funny.
If you were a Barbie kid, like, yes. You absolutely need to see it.
You need to see it. It is no joke.
I don't know. I just loved it.
So, my Miss Selena, is that it? Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Wild card.
Might be a little bit surprising to you.
Really?
I don't think it will be.
Okay.
But...
Is it Y2K fashion? Because you were all into that.
No! Okay. Yeah, a little bit. But no. I'm not going to lie. I thrived this summer off of the Taylor Swift eras. Now, let me explain myself. Before you say, oh my God.
Whoa, 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 hypocrite. Whoa! Whoa, no, no, whoa, no. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I'm not a hypocrite.
I'm telling Harry.
He already knows.
And he's probably already.
Let me tell you something. Ready? My Harry Berry knows my soul.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
he does.
Got
sure
you
does.
There.
Harry's like, traitor.
No, he is an aunt.
Well, we all know he ain't gonna be on this night.
No, and stop saying that crap. It's stupid.
He has dignity.
Okay, yeah, he does.
He don't want to be on that.
Why would he want to be on the album that she literally trashed him? Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. I thrived off of the eras of Taylor Swift. And let me explain why.
You did make it a bit of a part of your personality.
Okay, well, Taylor Swift fans do that. I thrived off of watching the friendship bracelet videos.
It was true. I just want to say, though,
yeah.
In 2020, I had those friendship bracelets first.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, that's our mom true. Got them for
our
us.
Our mom made us for it. And
our mom made us for us?
Jessie broke mine on Easter morning.
On 2020.
Loved that. Mom had to order me another one.
Yeah.
Didn't love that. Well, I love my mommy, but I didn't love that Jessie broke it.
Yeah.
With her big mouth.
Oh, I'm telling her.
She's listened. She could probably hear me now. I thrived off of those things. And then I also thrive off of knowing what my era is.
Oh, okay.
Taking the quizzes, our research we did, people talking about what their era was.
True.
I just thrived off of that. And watching the drama.
Right. I love watching the Taylor Swift fans it is each so, other.
I have never more in my life probably spent a summer watching
because now they're
it.
All turning on each other because there are Taylor Swift fans going to more than one concert and the other set are beginning to tear them apart.
I'm not going to lie. For it. That does kind of trigger me a little
right?
bit. Like,
but see, then she announces stuff at different, and she has different songs.
True. She does all these
costumes,
different things.
Like the 1989.
You know what my question is?
She was all wearing blue.
Can I just say, before we end, is if you do that stuff, can we not just enjoy?
Right.
Like, let's don't start fights. Let's don't start feuds. You don't have
to
do that stuff.
Being a peacemaker.
I know. You don't have to do that stuff. Because not everything, everybody, one, has opinions. And that's okay to have an opinion. And if you don't like their opinion... trust me, I've been around plenty of people who don't have the same opinion, obviously. That's why I have a podcast.
I don't like a lot of people yet.
Look at us now.
Look at it now.
And you know what? Let's go into fall. My favorite season, because I was born out of my mother during the season. I let you cut out of her. But with that being said.
Why were you so descriptive?
Let's stop.
Let's just stop.
And if you don't like your Taylor Swift era because somebody called you that era and they told you that you threw tantrums, I think you need to just thrive in it.
Yeah.
Don't thrive in it. Just embrace it.
That's right. Be the tantrum thrower.
Be 1989.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
1989?
Yeah.
Is that like official?
That's official because I've taken too many quizzes.
Oh,
it
okay.
is. When a quiz after a quiz is telling you it is, it is, okay?
It is.
It's like reputation for you. Yeah. You took so many. We see where you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of knew that was mine.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's mine. That was mine.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
I know, right?
I am shooketh.
I'm shooketh to the bonus.
From your discovery of your Taylor Swift.
I know.
Not,
I am not. No.
No.
I am not a Swiftie.
Of course not.
I am a Harry.
Always.
My
I
Harry
don't think they
Barry.
Have a name, do they?
They do Harry's. Like Harry's. Yeah.
Not a good name.
Not a good name.
Not a good name. I didn't. Gotta choose it. And choose the Harry life.
To call him Harry Berry.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, again, someone who does know very much about Taylor Swift, but it's not a Swiftie.
Don't call me that.
And, you know, if you've enjoyed this episode, we also did a Taylor Swift episode.
This is true, so you should go and listen to that now.
Episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, what are you talking about? We did a whole episode about
it. Don't miss it. Go listen to it.
Yeah, go on back.
Yeah.
And guys, if you're on Instagram, social media, you should check out at Libby Farnock.
And at Farnock Mets.
Polls and photos.
That's right. Hey, you could pick what we talk about next.
That's right. Sometimes we ask questions on there, and they lead to what we talk about on the episode.
Hey, and if you enjoyed this episode, you should go and share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
Yeah, always let us know you're listening. We love to know. We get a little embarrassed sometimes, but you know, that's why we put it out there.
Tell us you're listening because we want to know.
That's right. Only good things.
Though. That's right.
Only good things.
And if you're on Facebook, you should be following the Ranting Sisters Facebook group.
Oh, almost a twin moment.
For memes, polls, all kinds of things. Photos of Katie's mean Katie face.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. But also, sometimes there are hints of what we're going to talk about in the next podcast. Sometimes I post what's coming. Mm-hmm. You never know what could pop up on there.
Who knows? And hey, post what you thought. Maybe your summer top. Who knows?
Tell us what you liked of summer 2023.
That's right.
That's so much harder than it should be to say.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Bye!